Look at them, Royal Otis. Do you have any pet bands? Like pet bands that nobody else likes or understands? Or like, I feel some people understand Royal Otis, but that's my pet band right now. Royal Otis. If anybody saw them at Oceaga this past weekend, could you please let me know how it went? Because I couldn't go. And that was the one band I wanted to go see. But anyway, that was Royal Otis. New music from them called Car. And I got some people on the line here are getting in a car. Do you like that segue, Martina?
I love that segue. Yeah, thank you.
You guys are so good. Hey, any band that's waking up in the morning before they've got some big shows ahead of them, I appreciate. So Lake Porter. How many members of Lake Porter do we have on the phone this morning?
Hilariously, you've got Martina and Taryn. We're actually just about to leave. We're just waiting for Johnny, but he's the one that we're always waiting for, ironically.
Throw Johnny under the tour bus.
Yeah, so he is going to just stumble out here any minute, like he does. There he is.
Oh, come on.
Here he comes.
This is great radio, you guys. We're live on
stage. Yeah, he's on. Here's our prima donna, Johnny.
Amazing.
He looks great, though.
Good morning,
Lane Porter. We got the magic three people in this band who have a huge weekend coming up. First of all, we've got the new song. It's ready to go. We're going to be playing it right after we talk to you, called Not You. But like, let's talk about Boots and Hearts for a second, because I know so many people love this festival. It's going to be a ruckus. We've got a perfect weather weekend, and you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, we are.
What's going on?
Yeah, terrifyingly, yes. We got selected this year for the 2025 Emerging Artist Stage, and so it's us versus seven other bands for a very dope prize.
Versus. Yeah. I like that energy already.
Yeah. Oh, it's competition. They're all great, but I want to win. Yeah. I want to win.
So what's the stage like? Like, what is that looking like in terms of... Is it a big stage? Is it like a little...
Oh,
it's definitely not a small stage.
Okay.
I think it's one of the bigger stages there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where we get to go on site and then have a 5-minute line check, and then we play for 10 minutes, and then we get to breathe for the first time in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. But it's kind of fun, too, because you get to be there as well. Like, Era's with me, and she knows what that's like at Burl's Creek, because your band did that for Way Home. Many years ago, you got to have... you got to do that on one of those stages.
Yeah, super fun. Just the energy of, like, I don't know, that was the biggest outdoor crowd we'd ever had.
Yeah, it's fun up there. Like, Burl's Creek, it's pretty fun, right?
They treat you well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I hope you guys get treated well. I hope your rider is nice and long and ready to go.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah, we've been talking to some of the other artists on the lineup for the Emerging Artist Stage too, and the energy's good. Everyone's super stoked and super talented, so we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, what I like of what Boots and Hearts has been doing in recent years is it's not that traditional country that a lot of people might think they know about. They're definitely changing it up, throwing in a lot of artists that are, I don't know, roots, would that be the word? Or, I mean, there's a lot of influence in there beyond that sort of stereotypical cowboy hat crowd, right? Not that I don't like that crowd, but you guys kind of fit in a new, exciting way, I would say. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the festival in really recent years and this year has been diversifying in like a really cool way. Like Nickelback played, I think, last year, the year before, and I know Down With Webster's playing one of the parties this year. Daughtry is headlining this year, which is a rock band. So there's more rock, slowly more hip hop. I think country is going very pop. I think that's the future, and has been for quite some time. So yeah, I think you're dead on with that.
Nice. I only see two cowboy hats in the top eight, so...
Yeah, we're just counting cowboy hats here in the emerging artist photos. And there's a couple more dad hats and ball caps. So I don't know if that's a judge of music necessarily that we're going to hear, but we're excited. But we also, like, it's great that you have this new single ready to go. Why don't you tell me about Not You?
It's a fun one that's really close to our hearts. And actually, we're standing in Wasaga Beach right now at Johnny's house where we wrote the song last September. And it was the first song that we wrote as a trio from start to finish that wasn't already created by Johnny or myself beforehand, before we started the band. So it's nice to be standing here after so long of sitting on it, and now it's out. Now we're about to play it for a very crazy large crowd.
How do you prepare for that performance? Like, I don't want to, like, you, there is pressure. Like, there's pressure. You said it yourself, like, versus these other bands for an emerging artist plan. So, like, what's your game plan for this show?
Well, we've got a full band coming out, and there are a bunch of amazing, actually Kingston-based artists. So we have Krista and Evan Massey from Friday's Child. We have Angus Fay, who's Johnny Fay's nephew from the Tragically Hip.
The guy's in every band. He's in every band. Yeah. Angus is in every band. Yeah. Yes, go on. He's amazing.
Yeah, but he's the best. And
he's so good.
We got Paul Mueller out of Kingston as well.
Damn.
And nice. We're missing. No, we're good.
That's a good
So we've
crew.
Got a 7-piece band.
Wow.
So that's really special. We've only done that once before at Ale House for Spring Reverb last year.
Nice.
And so we've created a nice, crisp 10-minute set, but it's really dynamic and it's different than how we play. We get to play 3 songs. We're playing O Positive, and so we get to do another or a different kind of country spin on it. Angus was a really big lift in that one as well, and Not You, like you said, it's a little more poppy, but I think people are going to like it because the crowd is so different. And then we get to do a cover, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, Sydney.
No. Save the cover secrets. I'm all for that. Like, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone because I love me a good cover.
Yeah. We'll send you a video.
We'll be watching.
More intimidating to add extra musicians in for something like this, or do you feel like it's going to add to the... like your advantage as a
it's all strategy
as
on the show this morning. But what's it like? Like it is bigger, and it is like, what's that like in terms of just energy and planning?
I plan on doing a couple more body rolls than I usually do.
Okay.
You know, jumping around like a spider monkey.
Excellent.
I think Johnny's got a dance routine worked out, maybe.
Yeah.
Some ABBA costumes.
Oh my God.
Karen might juggle. Yeah. You know, we've got some tricks up our sleeves, but honestly, we've just been rehearsing we've done some really intense rehearsals over the last few days, and we're just trying to be as tight as possible and be as fun as possible, and we're going to let the songs speak for themselves.
That's
at
right.
The end of the day.
That's right.
We're going to go out there and
be yourselves.
Let country Jesus take the wheel.
Be yourselves. Come on. Like, I know we're making a lot of jokes here, but like you got it already. Like the core of this is still so strong. So yeah, like you don't have to do all the body rolls, but like, yeah, be yourselves. Like, it's going to be a great weekend. What else is happening after this show at Boots and Hearts? What are you guys up to after that? Cause you know, the locals they want to know what's happening.
I think we're going to sleep for 4 days straight, and then we have a show at the end of August, right, Karen? Where are we playing?
Yeah, we're playing the Hayloft on the Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Oh, August 29th.
August 29th. Oh, and then we got a special little show coming up in October that's going to be a good one, but we're keeping that one tight to our chest for now.
You'll have to come back and tell us about it.
We will. But the 29th, we're with Eddie and the Dirty Boys, which is Jay Emmons out of Gloria Sutton's new project. So it's going to be a barn burner. We might actually burn the Hayloft down, but it'll be a good way to end the summer. So
burn the barn, but only at the end of the summer. Oh my God, you guys, it's great to hear from you. We are all watching this. Yeah, don't worry. Like, we're watching on social media. Everybody else, check out Lake Porter on all the platforms. Plus, we've got the new single, Not You, available everywhere this morning. Today, was it today or yesterday we released the song?
It was yesterday. Yeah.
Oh my God. Congratulations on that. This is exciting. And all the best this weekend. We're very excited for you guys heading up to Boots and Hearts. So I'm glad you're all together. Johnny made it. And in the car you go, guys. Thanks so much for calling this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Better late than never.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Here's Not You from Lake Porter on the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
Didn't think you'd say yes to coming around. Heard you left, no reason to stay in town. Had it a night at the hotel where we first spoke. Met you at the lobby bar a lifetime ago. it's just me. It's not you, it's just. Yeah.
change. There is nothing permanent except change.
Exceptional person. In some ways, you are better than everyone else. Imagine yourself as the type of person you have dreamed of becoming. You're on a journey towards great riches. The best way to be liked is to be funny.
Make sure to be funny.
Try not to laugh too hard at anyone else's jokes.
Someone has been secretly loving you from a distance.
What? Who? Don't look into someone's eyes. If you love them for too long, they will see you as you are.
You miss something. You miss something you cannot name or touch. It feels like you have lost a limb, and no one can tell it has been amputated. You tried to stop panicking, but you fell down a flight of stairs. You watched a small child let go of their balloon and begin to cry.
Can you sit down with me for a moment, please? Can you hold my hand? I am frightened.
You can dance. That's you can definitely dance. That's Barry Can't Swim. First track off the album Loner, The Person You'd Like to Be. And thanks, Rue, for sending that to me. Just sort of getting my attention, I'd have to say, because she knows I like the dance, but this is so much more than that. And yes, as the album goes on, you can definitely dance with Barry Can't Swim. And I was saying, or I like the song Childhood later in the album. It reminds me of Avalanches. Like, it's really great stuff. So the critics are agreeing. Introspective electronic brilliance from a website I didn't even know existed. But hey, it's the internet. Indiesnotagenre.com.
Oh.
I'm with them on that, so I'm going to dig into that. I see Mixmag's already reviewed it, a bunch of others as well. They're loving it in the UK. Get on it, Barry Can't Swim with Loner. Before that, we had Somber, and yes, it was a pop song, a full-on pop song that I think everyone should love. Somber, 12 to 12 was the track, and we heard some new Black Keys, No Rain, No Flowers. We're just talking about our love for the Black Keys, especially back in the day, but we're just watching what they're up to.
Yeah, it's an interesting new direction.
I was saying that I do prefer them as a studio band as opposed to seeing them live, because it's very difficult to do what they do live.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know, like, we've talked about two pieces and three pieces, but don't expect the same sounds.
Right.
But as their sound gets bigger, and that is a bigger song.
Yeah, that is a very busy, not busy, but, like, there's a lot of production in that.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. Like, when they do their live show, like, when you saw them, was it just the two of them?
It was just the two,
Same.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Like, evolution. Let's go with that. Wolf Alice, we heard White Horses off White Horses. Everybody's watching that album as well. It sounded great. And we started the set with Not You from Lake Porter, who gave us a call, getting in the car.
They're going to win the showcase.
They're going to win the showcase. We talked about strategy. Emerging Artist Showcase at Boots and Hearts. Good luck, Lake Porter.
Woo!
Be yourselves. I mean, we were joking a lot. Like, what's your plan? What's this? Like, just go out and be Lake Porter. I think that's enough.
You're awesome enough.
You are. So, yeah, they're going to be at the Hayloft August 29th. You've never been to the Hayloft?
I've never been.
Oh, my
God.
And
if they're going to burn it down, I better get there.
They said they're going to burn it down. I mean, how many people have used Barn Burner in their description of the Hayloft? But I think they could, actually. Yeah. I think they are contenders. So I don't know if I want to joke about that anymore. I don't know if I want to joke about that anymore. Anyway, they're great, and they have lots coming up. And they said there's a secret show in October that they'll give us more information about.
My mind immediately goes to Halloween-y things.
Oh, October. And I was dropping some October content, like just with you saying, like, that song sounds like Halloween. This song sounds like Halloween. So we both love spooky season.
Love it.
We're not there yet. I do have a song coming up from Tame Impala. It's a new song, and it's called End of Summer. And I just like, do I play it? It's brand new, though. Like, an indie wake-up call needs to do that. And everybody knows I love Tame Impala. But damn you, Kevin. Why did you name it that and drop it in late July, early August?
God. It's been hot, but we're not ready for it to be over.
Speaking of, we got to talk to Dina.
Yeah.
DJ Dina got in touch with us because it's Wolf Island Music Festival weekend, and Dina is there playing the tunes, doing all the things.
Luring you into the hall.
Yes. Well, again, like I have issues with Dina sometimes because sometimes the music's so good that I have to get people into the hall for the first artist. And Dina, like, I'll be like, come on, Dina, like, stop the party outside. We got to get people inside. So we'll have words.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop being so good, DJ Dina. Anyway, let's
just control the soundboard.
Oh, God, no one wants that. Nobody wants me anywhere near any of that stuff. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if Jake's doing the sound. I think he is. So, yeah, he would not. He knows. Don't let me anywhere near that. It's worse. It's bad enough that I have access to the microphone. So, as you know, it's the Indie Wake Up Call. All right. We're going to come back with Dina in a second, but let's play some Chloe Doucette, who's going to be at Wolf Island this weekend. Apparently, there's still some tickets left for Friday night. I have my doubts, but you can check that out.
Snap them up.
Get your tickets early, kids. This is what happens. All right. Satan Loves You, Chloe Doucette, Indie Wake Up Call.
Real good. Satan loves you, Satan loves you, Satan loves you, Satan loves you, Satan loves you.
That's okay. It's the summer. We don't really know what day of the week it is. I don't.
It was a long weekend, traveling. Brain's gone.
It's okay. It's all right. We're busy people. There's live music every night in Kingston, but the Wolf Island Music Festival is close to a lot of our hearts. You can go to the website, wolfislandmusicfestival.com, to check out all of the information. Does it still say there? You can still get a pass for Friday night. It says there are still a few tickets left.
Going fast.
There's like a little flame beside it, but Saturday's sold out. The weekend passes are sold out. So if you want to go Friday night, you still can see Almond Milk. You just heard him. That was the song that won the Critics Prize, Kingston Canadian Film Festival. The critics chose that one, and I'm very much looking forward to that. And I love that he's on before. Holy F, you know the band we're talking about. So it's a tight schedule on Friday. Gates open 5:30. Dean is going to start playing some music. Good Fortune's on at 7. You heard Good Fortune in the show already. Almond Milk 8. Holy F at 9:00. And we had Dina in asking some questions about just DJ Dina in general, and we started with asking about what the schedule's been like for DJ Dina this summer.
It's been pretty mild and magical. I've been putting together my weekly radio show and have been DJing live for a few fun events. These days, I don't bring out my records as often. When I was younger, I lived overseas and I DJed out a lot more. Some highlights from this summer so far have been a sweaty night out back at Muziki, DJing alongside DJ LK, Chris Rinkerink, and Moon Hymns on the Thursday ahead of their analog festival sets. And of course, getting to open the night for The Hallucination.
Okay, so we actually asked a little bit about that hallucination show, like how that Market Square show went, which we were both at. Aaron and I were both there, and it was pretty great.
It was awesome. Such an honor to be part of Rockin' the Square this year. The Hallucination and Chippewa Travelers were so good. I love how the square was full of excellent sound and people. I'm a longtime fan of Tribe Called Red, and seeing a couple of them now playing as the Hallucination, both from behind the stage and while dancing my heart out amongst the crowd, was kind of a dream come true. I played some chill house and ambient sounds by artist's request to open up the night. I was only playing on vinyl, so it was really fun to go through my vast collection and see it through that lens.
So, Aaron, did you talk to Dina at the... at the square?
I didn't, but I did record Dina, and I think we have some video recording of clips from the show that we are putting together. Going to do something a little fancy. Might be playing that next week. But yeah, I did see Dina dancing in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. And I just loved the mood set, you know. Mm-hmm. It was really good. So then we asked Dina about... just Wolf Island, the event itself, and, you know, personal thoughts on the event, because it's pretty special to a lot of us.
It's a really special destination and community event. I get to DJ outdoors, which I love, this time lakeside. Verge does a great job curating so much talent over so many years. I played last year as well, surrounded by nature and people having a good time, eating and drinking, catching up. It was an easy yes to return. People were sharing memories of years past. It's so well established and beloved.
So obviously, too, we've been talking about a lot of artists that we want to see. And, you know, Dina's someone's paying attention, going to shows and in touch with a lot of the local artists. So, you know, I took a second to say, you can pick some favorites. Well, you know, we can give us some tips of who you'd like to see.
Good Fortune. I've really been digging her sounds and videos. I heard she's made some projections, so I'm keen to sneak in for a song or two. I'll be sharing sounds for most of the event, so I'm not going to catch as much as I would like, but I'm also looking forward to seeing pals Emily Steele and The Deal rock out.
Oh, yeah, we've got Emily Steele and The Deal lined right up after that little shout out there, which I'm fully on board for. So anyway, Dina, thank you so much for checking in with us. And I don't know, I didn't know about the projections with Good Fortune.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Oh, well, very visual artist. Go check out, go on the YouTube for Good Fortune, because there are beautiful visuals associated with their music videos. And always a contender for the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, by the way. Always in that group. I'm very excited about that, because I know everyone's starting to work on their videos for 2026. I think they have chosen their people. I don't know if they have yet, but I know that the submissions went in a while ago. So we got to get some information on that very soon, I'm hoping. But in the meantime, I feel, why don't we play some Roadrunner, because Dina name dropped Emily Steele and The Deal. Also, another fantastic video. Again, Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If you don't know what I'm talking about, oh my God. It's the Slate Music Prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
super
a must.
Fun.
It's so fun.
Red carpet, grand theater. It's a big event.
So good. And this was also a standout featuring a certain Jesse Bill in the video, too. Mm. So anyway, Roadrunner coming up, Emily Steele and Deal. Let's play another Kira song with Ego and Born Ruffians. Like, this is going to be the song we're all singing on the ferry on the way home. So everyone, just let's get ready. Wolf Island, Roadrunner.
Running wild. Oh,
Big Hey, this is Sean. And
you're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. It's hard to believe, but it's Tuesday again. I've got another great show filled with sparkling new tunes from High Low, Harris Kick, and Jay Crofton. Out on the West Coast, we've got something from the Doggone Brothers Band. There's also a new Alex Andam track that you need to hear. We'll spin some recently dropped music from the Dust Collectors and Kelly Massey. Plus, we'll hear a brand new single from Engage. So ahead in the show, we'll talk about some nuisance advertising.